Mel here. Welcome to Menopause Nutritionist. I believe women can thrive in menopause and have the body composition of their choice if they master their nutrition and lifestyle. And today we're going to talk about the food quality. And does it matter the quality of your food? I was on a one-on-one call this morning with a client and she asked me that question. She's like, I try and invest in organic, like the best quality food. Does that actually matter? Like, does it make any difference to me? And I love this question because the short answer is yes. And we are going to get into the reason for this today so you understand a little bit more. But before we do that, I firstly want to just remind you, if you are ready to jump on board my Thrive program, the waitlist for the next round, which will kick off in June, is up. So you can jump in there. You'll be notified if I run another protein challenge. Those people get first notifications on everything. So I will pop the link here in the notes afterwards. Make sure you jump on board. You'll get a discount if you do decide to join, and all of that fun stuff. So that is something I want to remind you of. We are in week 4 of the current program at the moment, and the results I'm seeing are so exciting. So can't wait to help you when you're ready to come join too. Okay, so let's dive into this today. So basically, if you follow me on social media and you watch my stories, you would have seen today I actually signed up for a program myself. So, and look, the reason for that is because I want to really nail my veggie gardening and I haven't been having super awesome success. So I have paid for a program so I can learn the right way. Now, already I am understanding why I've been messing up, and it is because I didn't have my soil prepared properly before I started trying to grow my vegetables. So if we think of our soil actually needs to have a microbiome itself, because when we talk about our fruit and vegetables, those are where we get our micronutrients, and that is like our minerals, our vitamins. If our soil is not rich, like with a rich microbiome itself, having all the microbes it needs to feed the vegetables, then we're not going to have vegetables and food that is full of micronutrients. And these are very important, especially to my menopausal tribe, because we need the nutrients, we need the vitamins and minerals, very important. So I'm excited firstly to like be learning, and I'm excited, and please follow me on social media so you can see in the future. I know now I'm going to be having bumper crops of vegetables. Can't wait for that. So the issue we have here in society is, one, we generally aren't growing our own vegetables. It's just a number of reasons, like time, space, you know, whatever. But we are going to the supermarket. Really and truly, our society is pretty much like a bit of an instant gratification. Let's be honest. Like, we have everything in our fingertips. Right now, I could order something on Uber Eats and it could be delivered to my door and I don't even have to leave this room. So we have this instant gratification where we walk into a supermarket and we have this array of foods, but what actually is the quality? Like, how has that food been grown? Has it been grown in a soil that is rich with an incredible microbiome that is, you know, giving that food dense micronutrients? Or is it actually just looking like food that isn't actually giving us the right things we need? So this kind of goes back to, as our society not really dialing into why food is so important. So we have pretty much 80% of the supermarket, let's be honest, pre-packaged, you know, additives, colors, preservatives to keep things on the shelves. None of that is good for us. And we as a society need quick something quick. So we're grabbing things that are not actually classed as M food, and I'm going to get into that in a minute. For me personally, I go down to the local market. Obviously, I'm excited to grow my own food, but in the interim, I go down to the local market on a Saturday, get real food from there. The butcher that comes there has like organic meat. The chicken is locally farmed at Glasshouse Mountains. So not only does it taste better, I know that the quality of it is better. So we have the options of doing this. We have to make the choice. So the supermarkets do have organic food. It is more expensive. So it's up to you at the end of the day. The reason I go to the markets is because it's like half the price of the supermarkets, the organic like food, let's be honest. So of course the option is to grow your own, and we often, even if you're in like a little apartment with a just a little balcony, you can actually grow. It's quite amazing, like bits and pieces yourself. So that is something to bear in mind. The next thing I want to just mention, I listened to a great Andrew Huberman podcast. It was actually on sugar, but the guy that was being interviewed, he was talking about a new system that they have developed for, I guess, kind of quantifying the quality of food. Because what they know is that all of the prepackaged high carb, like high preservatives, colors, all of the stuff, one, they're not actually classifying it as food, but it's killing us. And so what they have now is this new system. It goes from 1 to 4. And the example he gave is like an apple. So something that does not have a label on it, so say an apple, for example, is a 1. And that is like real food, untouched, like, you know, eat it and it is the purest form of food, if you like. Number 2 classification would be like the apple's been peeled, maybe it's been sliced. You can actually get this option at the supermarket, you know, apple slices. That would be classed as a 2. A 3 would be like apple sauce or apple puree. You've actually chucked it in a pot, maybe you've added a few things and you've cooked it down, and now you've got like an apple sauce. Number 4 would be a McDonald's apple pie, which is not actually classed as food. So what we're knowing is that if we're like kind of 10% of our diet is coming from classified 4, which we're not really classing as food per se, then we're good to go, like from a health point of view. However, 80% of society are living in like that zone 4 area, where we're just eating prepackaged food that is full of like colors, flavors, preservatives. Like, it is not even classified as real food. So when we eat it and consume it, it is not doing the job of health for us, and fundamentally down the track it is causing prediabetes, well, diabetes, all of the, you know, big bad things, you know, heart disease, you know, cognitive dysfunction, like all of that stuff that we don't want. So my point here is that the quality of your food actually does matter. So taking some time to look at labels, if you're going to be purchasing food that is obviously in the supermarket, trying to make it the least processed as you can. Now, in saying this, we have to bear in mind that we live in the world, and some days it's like a super busy day and you don't have time and whatever, like, you know, but we're just talking from a general point of view. If we're trying to have good health, then we're trying to eat the wholest, realest food as possible, and the most processed food we save. So it's just not a huge portion of our diet if we're using it. Say for example Milo overnight oats, right? A tablespoon of Milo is not going to like wreck your health and wellness for that day. If you looked at all of the food you consumed for the whole day and you've got a tablespoon of Milo that's flavoring your oats, that is obviously a processed commodity. it's not going to, you know, it's in that 10% range. Yeah, if we're having like 3 Milos a day, we're having, you know, like Milo hot cross buns, like whatever, Milo cereal, like you get the gist, like that we need to keep it to a balanced amount. And looking at our visits to the supermarket, where are we shopping? Like if we are in and buying all throughout the aisles, then we need to maybe be looking at our shopping list and what are we actually purchasing? Can we make healthier options? And I mean, of course, like I teach this on my program, like, and one of my other clients today, when I was checking in with her, she's like a new client. So she's only in her second week and she's like, the food tastes so good. I'm so excited to do meal prep because I know that I get to enjoy this and it tastes great. And so this is what I'm trying to teach you guys, is that one, she has like fat loss goals. So you don't have to just have bland, disgusting food to like get your body composition goals. You can eat delicious, high protein, like incredibly tasty meals that are like great. And they're not that time consuming to make. They're pretty quick. And hit all your goals at the same time. So I think there's a lot of obviously layers to this conversation, because we've got quality of food, we've got how that's digested in our body, we've got hitting micronutrients, we've got if we're on a fat loss journey, you know, overcoming that realization that you can get your body composition goals and the food can taste amazing. So that's, I mean, that's what I'm here to show you. So there's lots of layers here, but and that truly we just need to try and stay away from that category 4 as much as we can in the moderation of life. So 10% of our day, you know, we can have some sugar-free chocolate or whatever it is, like, you know, because we know that the rest of our day is actually good quality, healthy food that is going to get us our health goals. So there's a few different layers here. Health and wellness, obviously fat loss goals, and then like definitely how the quality of your food really does matter. It truly does. So if you can start paying attention to where you shop, when you shop, like, and I understand like financially it makes a big difference. So this is what I said to her today. She's like, you know, I tend to try and buy organic. I'm like, if you can afford to do that, then that's awesome. The reason I go to the markets is because I can buy supermarket priced food that's organic, and so it's a lot cheaper for me to do that, and so it's, that's the choice I make. The other example I was going to give you guys is my daughter was getting a bit upset with me because I've been cooking lots of Asian food lately, and salmon, like we always have salmon in our house like once or twice a week because of it's very good for omegas. And she was getting annoyed about it. And so I said to her, well, what would you like for dinner tonight? And she said, oh, chicken burgers. And I'm like, okay, fine. And so we had gone to the dentist and we were driving home and I said to her, okay, we've got to pick up some buns for dinner. And so this is a good example of making a choice. So we could have just shot into the supermarket and pulled a packet off the shelf. It would have had preservatives in it. Would have, I guess, like, you know, mass production. But instead of that, we actually went to the bakery and we got sourdough rolls, which have been made from scratch. So these are, this is just an example of that choice or the options you can make to just be a bit healthier. So for us last night, we had the sourdough buns. That was a healthier option that probably is maybe in a category, I don't know what that would look like, 2 or, you know, instead of a 4. You know, because it's actually been made, it's fermented, it's been made by someone by hand, and it's a healthier choice. So hopefully that gives you kind of a perspective and an example. And in all honesty, just a little reminder that quality does matter. And if you can pick the best quality that you can afford, then that is my advice for you today. So I hope this has been helpful. Thanks for tuning in. If you are catching the replay, just drop replay here. If you agree with this or if you have anything to add, please let me know in the comments. I would love to hear. And like I said, jump on the waitlist for the next round of the Thrive program. Food is so important, and when you master your nutrition, you will absolutely thrive in this period of your life. I feel like this chapter, like I'm calling it a chapter because it's a new chapter, and you can feel amazing if you know what to eat, how to do it, mastering your nutrition and lifestyle. You too can feel awesome. So
can't wait to help you when you are ready to put yourself first. I will just drop the link here for you to jump on the waitlist so you don't miss that. And have a beautiful day. If you're happy to leave a review or a rating, like, share, follow, all of those things, I truly, truly will appreciate it. This is how other people get to find this content. And I just want to thank you in advance for doing that because you're amazing, and can't wait to have a chat with you next time. Bye.